Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we've been talking for weeks about this concept of appreciation. And during the corona outbreak and the fact that we're all on lockdown right now, you know, it's easy to complain. It's easy to fall into a negative mindset. But the more you can appreciate what's around you, the lower the probability that you fall into negativity, right? Because when we're in appreciation, it really drives happiness. And so we talked about ways to stay in that mindset of appreciation. And one of the things we talked about was simply writing three or four things down per day that you're appreciative of. And that tunes you into this mindset of appreciation. Now, there's another thing you can do, and it's really simple. It's the act of savoring. And if you think about savoring, one of the things as a child that you do is you tend to savor things more. So if you took a six-year-old child and gave him his favorite candy bar, and you gave a 40-year-old adult their favorite candy bar, and you watch the difference between the way the two consume the candy bar, the six-year-old may take their time with it. They may take a little piece and pull it off and put it in their mouth and just sort of be there with it. And the adult will simply eat the candy bar as they eat anything else. And it just happens that way. And the difference is that child is truly savoring that event because they love this candy bar. And the adult, you know, they may not even be conscious of what they're eating, but they're just sort of eating it. And maybe it tastes good to them, but it's just definitely not the same experience in terms of the happiness that it drives, because savoring just changes the whole dynamic. And so the thought is how can we savor things more often? Well, the other thing we know is that we get a rush of happiness or a rush of endorphins when we get something new, right? You buy that gift for yourself, you buy that thing, you order that thing off Amazon that you've always wanted, and it arrives. Right. And you get happy, but then it's very short lived. Right. Maybe you use it for 30 minutes, a half hour, even a day. And then, OK, now we're back to normal life. And that incremental happiness probably isn't there much anymore. It just dies down. So the question is let's assume that there's three or four things that you need to order for yourself. Well, one way to increase your happiness on it is to savor each one, obviously, but order one each day. So if you've got three or four things to order, if the first one shows up one day, that's great. And then another day goes by and something else shows up, and then something else shows up. Now you get that opportunity to really savor each moment as it comes in, right? To take advantage of those things that are covering, to space things out. So now you get more bursts of happiness as opposed to getting a box with four things in it, right? It's nice, but now you get the rush for a little while and it's gone. Right? We can spread it out. We can savor. We can do things like that. And a perfect example for me is, you know, I remodeled my house a few years ago, from basically took it down to the studs, started over again. But for whatever reason, we chose not to replace our front doors. And we had these ugly front doors and this beautiful house that we had just remodeled. And it drove me crazy. And after about 6 months, I looked at my wife and said, okay, it's time. Let's do this. So we replaced the front doors. And I have to tell you that for weeks and weeks when I came, you know, I'd come back home, I'd look at those doors and it just made me happy. And I can tell you that if I had done the doors the same time I had done the rest of the house, it wouldn't have been the same, right? Because it's like overload. You get everything at one time. Spacing it out, savoring things along the way makes a big difference. So why not try to do that? So that's kind of what we're thinking about here, just savoring, taking advantage of those things. And I think the other side of it is if you have to do something that you really don't want to do, that you're dreading, like say, let's say there's something that you have to take care of and there's multiple steps to it, do it all at one time, right? Because like savoring works, you get more appreciation as you take things incrementally. If you have something you don't want to deal with and you're doing that incrementally and you're stretching it out over days, weeks, or months, it's something you dread doing. So every time you go to do it, it's lowering your happiness level. So if you could consolidate it and just knock it out in one shot, even if it takes you hours or a day to do it, it makes more sense to do that, because now it's like you're getting into it. You're dealing with what you have to deal with. There's no dread and anticipation that goes along with the next time you have to tackle it, because you're doing it all in one shot. So from the savoring point, you want to take things incrementally, but from the standpoint of doing things you don't want to deal with, you want to do those things all at once. It just makes a big difference, and it can be a big driver of happiness for you. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher, where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, try to savor what you have going on around you. We're all in a difficult situation. It's strange for us to be in lockdown. We don't like being in this situation, but there are plenty of things to savor along the way. Savor that time you have with your family, because these are times that you'll never get back again. You know, savor that meal that you cooked for yourself, right? Or that your spouse cooked for you. Savor the interactions that you're having, the time, the moments, the things that you have. Just get yourself in that mindset of savoring. And if you can do it, again, what you're doing by doing it is you're driving greater happiness with yourself. And just get into that mindset and try to stay there. And just simply appreciate what's around you.